We're in the final afternoon, but I wanted to, I know you're all expecting Edward, and he'll be on in a moment. I wanted to take a little bit of time to thank some very special people. One of the great things about being at Perimeter is the great people that work here. And so I wanted to take the opportunity to thank some of the powerhouses or the people that are working behind the scenes to make this conference a wonderful event. And they're all hiding on the side here, and I'm gonna ask them to walk out. They're very shy, but I'd like them to come out to the center stage. Craig can lead. You can do it. You can do it. Isn't that a great audience? They didn't mean a cue or anything. I just wanted to say, though, that, you know, there's a number of teams. There are too many names to list here. You know, there's the conference team that starts with Haley, Amanda, and Phil, and they can raise their hands. Yeah, you can do better than that. Come on. There's a, and we're not going to do every team or every person, but we've got the Bistro team. We've got a rep from the, okay, we are. It's an unruly audience. I like it. We've got the AV team. We've got, facilities and cleaning. Security was too shy. She's not here. But we've got the outreach team. We've got IT, who apparently gave us a fancy new badge printer. But then we've got a bunch of people who are just, they have day jobs, but they volunteered. They stepped in. They did great things like pack up all of your kits and T-shirts. And so I think at this point, I wanted to ask for a round of applause for this wonderful team of people. And we're not quite done because, you know, one of the great things is I didn't even have to think of this list. I just asked somebody to make it for me. Of course, she forgot one important name. And this is someone who did everything from manning the registration desk, helping you find your way in the theater, a million different things. And so a special recognition to Tanya hiding on the end. But if you come to the center stage here.
So like many other speakers of this conference, I have received very specific instruction from Sabrina. So a month ago, I received this email from Sabrina saying that we'd be honored for you to help chair this closing session as you have at past strings. I have given summary talk, but I've never chaired the last session. So I asked her, what does it do mean? And she said, she sent me a longer email saying that the hope would be the strings planning committee proposal would have been ratified via vote that opens after Rajesh Town Hall and close by Friday afternoon. So this would be a chance for you to have the floor as a representative of the committee. That address will be the main content of the closing session, hence my use the word chair. So that's what I'm going to do. I'll do what my boss says. So the string conference has been going on continuously for the last three decades. It started out mostly in US and some part of the Europe in the first decade. Including the announcement of a string duality by Edward, and of course at Santa Barbara, we all danced Maldacena, as John reminded us. But then it started to spread over to other parts of the world. And by now, I think about one third of the strings conference has been held in North America, one third in Europe, and one third in other parts of the world. And as Subrat reminded us yesterday? Yes. I think it would be good for many aspects of this community activities reflected on this kind of geographic diversity as well as other types of diversity. So we should recognize that. And of course, this tradition continued this year, and this year we had a very successful hybrid type of conference. Due to my logistics, I had to attend the first part of this conference over Zoom, which I enjoyed very much. And then I came here and I enormously enjoyed on-site activities. There are really a variety of scientific activities in different forms, so we can see various different facets of our community. But there are lots of creative social events, and this is very important both for informal interactions and also generate camaraderie among us. And But there has been some concern about the various aspects of the conference, and so I just wanted to read what I said at the summary talk at the Strings 2022 last year. So this is actually the text of what I read at the last Strings conference, so let me read it. For the last 30 years, we have had the informal process of selecting hosts of Strings conferences. Volunteers to host Strings have come up spontaneously. In each year, a proposal has been made to the International Advisory Committee for the Strings Conference of the Year, which is the only formal body of our community we had, and the announcement was made at the end of the conference. Many of us thought that the Strings managed to happen every year for 30 years in this informal fashion is a good feature of our community. In recent years, however, this practice has been under some strain, and it seems to be time to update it. This was why I proposed to have a planning committee for future Strings to the International Advisory Committees a few weeks ago. That was a few weeks before the Strings conference last year. The committee is being formed, and we have met a couple of times. In order for the process to be inclusive and transparent, I think we need a well-defined set of charges and process in which its members are elected. But there is a chicken and egg quality to it, since we do not have a formal gathering body to approve the charges and process. Perhaps if the committee as a whole supports the idea, we can move forward in that direction. So for the last year, the ad hoc string planning committee met many times and discussed how to sort of make this process as something legitimate that the community can accept. So this was what we came up with. Since the last time the ad hoc string planning committee had 10 meetings to discuss rules and procedures of the committee, and that's what we proposed yesterday. I think the text of the proposal have been available from the beginning of this conference for you to read. And so we proposed them at the town hall meeting yesterday, and we asked you to vote on it. And so now it's time to open the ballot. And so here comes Sabrina, the commissioner, to announce the outcome. Please open the ballot.
Okay. Well, first of all, I guess if you see me running around, I'm having a lot of fun organizing Strings. So for future organizers, it is fun. And part of that is also that you get to tell a lot of people what you want them to do and write a lot of emails. And unfortunately, if you're not very precise, you'll find that out very quickly. So it'll come up in various slides, and it'll come up on the slide, too. So right now, you can see the results of the survey, the number of people who were registered to attend the conference that all got the invite link to vote, as discussed yesterday, the number of votes that were received, the number of ones that matched to unique registrants, and where that breakdown happened. So if I may take 1 minute to just talk about, I guess, the edge cases, which were the ones that this procedure of like how the vote was set up was designed to like exclude so that you don't have this like double counting or whatever, actually are, I would say, positive lessons, or say positive things about the community. So the first thing is I want to commend an anonymous comment. The way that the form was set up was basically that you could put anything for like your name. And so the fact that it wasn't fully anonymous in the sense that I'm the anonymizer is a red flag, and I absolutely agree. And so what I think is great is that when you do something that could be better, people will point it out,
And I look forward to any referendum procedure being something where we can make sure that you don't have to have somebody that you trust doing that counting, but to allay any fears, the form, the results from that form are deleted and the trash is emptied. So 23 appears a couple times here, but that's just a coincidence. Next thing I want to say is that the accidental duplicates weren't people trying to vote multiple times. It's really, again, precision in the email. You think you wrote an email that wasn't ambiguous, and then you realize you send a reminder to everybody with their name in it, because Indico puts the name in the email, and it's like, oh, I didn't vote, and then they vote again. And so what I like about that is that you can see that if you think something's unambiguous or you think you have the right thing, and you just send it out into the world, and you have a nice community being reasonable, sending back to you what they think you meant, you will figure out if you made a little bit of an error there. And so this is where I'm very much looking forward to the evolution of this committee that obviously has won the votes to exist now, being something where we can actively be taking feedback from people and trusting that they're not trying to game the system, they're really trying to help us. So without further ado, I'd like to hand it over to Hiroshi.
Thank you very much, Commissioner Sabrina. So now our proposal has been approved. So now we can move forward. So this is what you guys approved, and I'm not going to read that. And I just wanted to thank you for your trust and support for this initiative. During this process, we were informed that there are actually a couple of groups who are interested in hosting future Strings conference. But now that we have this process, we have invited them to submit the formal written proposal based on these requirements that we have outlined in these rules and procedures. So now I would like to take this opportunity to invite a representative of these two groups to come here and announce their intent to submit their proposal to host future Strings conferences. The first group is represented by Matthias and Irene. Please, I want to open it. So where
is
it?
It's here.
Is it there? It's already here.
Okay, so we intend to submit a proposal to host Strings 2024 at CERN. And obviously, we had started the process, although we've sort of not completed it, waiting for approval. But the dates are already fixed. That's probably the most important thing for you to know at this stage. We propose it to take place early June, 3 to 7 June 2024. And it's going to take place at the newly created CERN Science Gateway. And Irene wants to say a few words about that.
Yeah, yes, quickly. So the plan is that we'll take in this new big building that is being constructed right now at CERN. So it's a new center for science, education, and outreach. And it's just next to the main CERN site that probably many of you already know. So if approved, will happen there. We'll hope you're lucky, you like it, and we are looking forward to welcome you there.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you very much for the announcement, and the committee now waits for your written proposal to be submitted. So the next group is represented by Ahmed Armheri, and he's going to tell us what his proposal is going to be.
Oh, okay. Did I escape? I'm not going to find it.
I clean my desk up just for you guys. Okay.
Do you want the clicker?
Ah, yes, please. Great. So thanks, Hiroshi, and thanks, Sabrina, for giving me a stage to say a few words. So I wanted to announce that I, too, intend to submit a proposal to host Strings 2025 in Abu Dhabi. It's going to be in January of 2025. And I wanted to make some brief remarks about this tentative event. So the host institution is going to be my home institution namely NYU Abu Dhabi, a satellite branch of NYU New York. You should think of it as, you should think of NYU Abu Dhabi as the island of NYU New York. So this proposal is still at the very early stages, and we have a tentative list of organizers, including myself, Renato Quevedo, Leonardo Rustelli, Suvart Raju, and possibly Eva Silverstein. And this list will most likely grow in the coming few months. So here's, I'm gonna make some comments. Here's a map similar to what Hiroshi showed us. And it's a, it demonstrates sort of the geographic diversity of our community, which is a really great thing. But obviously there's still a lot of empty space in between. And maybe in the next few hundred years, maybe the aim is to have something like this. good luck to those organizing. but as a small step towards this, achieving this goal, I'm proposing to have it in Abu Dhabi, right there, in the United Arab Emirates. And it would be the first time that strings would be held in an Arab country, which is obviously a good thing. Just some comments about the geographic advantage, if you will, to having it in Abu Dhabi. It has two things going for it. It's really, well, you know, it's part of the Middle East. It's really in the middle. it has very convenient travel times to most parts of the world, and coupling that with some excellent national airlines with direct flights to major cities all over, so it's really easy to get to. A bit about the Emirates. The Emirates is a pretty young country. It gained its independence in, well, just a bit over 50 years ago. It's a federation of seven Emirates, or you can think of them as states. Population is roughly 10 million. It's the home of to more than 100 nationalities, and we get of order the population number of tourists every single year, which is pretty crazy. Here's a picture of Abu Dhabi. It's a very cosmopolitan city with a lot of diversity, and it just so happens to be one of the safest cities across the planet. The country is very young, I just said that. Here's a comparison between just over 1966, just 2 years before Veneziano wrote down his amplitude. And here is what it looks like now-ish. Although I think this is actually pretty old. There are a few skyscrapers missing. And there are many fun things to do in the Emirates, including really great, really interesting architecture of the mosques or the old forts, or even a lot of modern museums that are either built or currently being built in the progress, in the process. Here's an example of the Louvre Museum that you might have heard of. There's also some very interesting nature to be experienced from the what I consider the paradoxical mangrove parks, which grow out of the Gulf. This is seawater, and from that all the way to the endless sand dunes extending all the way to the horizon, and which is, fun fact, this is the reason why the movie Dune was filmed in Abu Dhabi, that and also because of the worms. So I am from Abu Dhabi, but my wife is from Dubai. So from her perspective, the best thing about Abu Dhabi is that Dubai is only an hour away. So here's a picture of Dubai with all of its crazy, insane architecture and its amazing beaches and so on. So you might also ask, oh, actually, before that, just a word about the host institution. So NYU Abu Dhabi is a pretty young institution. It's established over a decade ago. It has 2,000 graduate students and so on. And it's also extremely, extremely diverse, with really excellent students coming from all across the globe. Why January? Here's the annual weather of the UAE, and frankly, if we were to host it in the summer, I worry that many of you will die. The weather in January is pretty pleasant, and thankfully, there's been a prior where Strings 2001 was in Mumbai, was also held in January. One more thing is, just first as a show of hands, how many here have actually been to the Emirates? Please raise your hand as high as you can. Okay, and I don't mean in the airport. I mean actually got out. So I guess what I wanted to say here is that I'm sort of aware that Abu Dhabi might seem a bit foreign and unfamiliar to many, but wanted to assure everyone that it's that is taken into consideration in the planning, and just as with all other strings that have been held before and to be held in the future, this will also be inclusive to all segments of our diverse community. So Strings is really for everyone. And if you have any questions and would like to know more about what Strings in Abu Dhabi would look like, please get in touch. Here's my email, and I'm also in the process of setting up a website still under construction with hopefully more information to be shared. So I really hope that the proposal gets accepted, and I hope to see all of you in Abu Dhabi in January 2025. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. So the committee is looking forward to receiving proposals from these group of people. I would like to mention that, as Rob said yesterday, we are planning to have an expanded version of Google Doc, where we're going to post a proposal, and we'll have a few. The website will have a feature to accept comments, questions from you. So that will be discussed at the committee. So I have a couple of more things I need to do. The first is the remark from Irene. Irene, do you want to come? So let me open your slide. Let's see, so how do I, view. Bottom? Slideshow?
Full screen.
The last one. Yeah. You know, my eyes.
Okay, thank you, Hiroshi. So, sorry, it's me again. I promise I'll be quick. We told you before about the announcement of Strings, but I want to quickly tell you about something that I consider even more important, which is this mentoring program that we started a year ago within the String Theory community. So it's something very new. It goes along the lines of other recent efforts to create a better community, like the Discord. Let me remark that it's a program which is open to everyone, but it's mainly targeted to underrepresented groups in the community. So please share the information with whoever you think can be interested. And yeah, you can find more details on the website. The idea is just that if you enroll, you will have a mentor within the String Theory community who is not in your institution, is not your advisor, is not going to write you a letter of recommendation, and so on, and can try to help to guide you and advise your career path in this community, so that you just meet once a month or online or every 2 months. So if you want to enroll, you can go to the website and enroll as a mentor or as a mentee or both, okay? It doesn't matter your career stage. And also, yeah, it's important that you have to do this before September 10th because it's when we start pairing the people. And let me also say that, yeah, this is very new, so the reason why it's working now is thanks to the help of many volunteers that help us in the organization and pairing the people. So also, if you want to get involved and help, even if it's just for a few days or taking a more active role, just send us an email. And that's all I wanted to say, so thank you for your time.
Thank you. So the last thing I'd like to do is probably the most important thing, which is to thank the organizers. So in particular, I'd like to thank Sabrina for putting lots of wonderful ideas and discipline and an infinite amount of energy to make this conference really both inspiring and enjoyable to all of us. So on behalf of the participants, I'd like to thank and ask the member of the organizing committee and other people who helped the conference, please stand up and be recognized. Thank you.